I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu, and I am inviting you at Radio Noro today to find out more about rare diseases at the Planet of Rare Diseases. Patients are active participants in the policy-making process, but also in the field of specialized social services delivery. Rare disease patients are frequently faced with a critical lack of information and support. Upon hearing their diagnosis, their first point of contact is often the local patient organization for their disease. If a patient organization does not exist in their area or cannot supply the correct validated information, the patient is often left feeling isolated. The patient is often in desperate need of psychological support, and it is essential that it is available once the diagnosis has been made. The patient may also have some social questions that can only be addressed by someone who is familiar with the social system of their country. The helpline is a service that can not only offer solutions to those with needs, but also identify unmet needs in the daily lives of patients with rare diseases and provide a basis for advocacy work to eliminate them. The European Commission's communication, Rare Disease Europe Challenges, documents the need for specialized services for rare diseases patients around Europe, including helplines, to be sustainable in order to pursue their goals. The European Project for Rare Diseases National Plans Development, or Europlan, recommendations too underscores the importance of supporting information networks. The existence of rare disease information systems for both patients and professionals is an aspect that has been identified as an indicator of the success of the national plans for rare diseases. Listening and information provision only, or direct action to help the caller, helpline services should provide more information on the following: medical care and treatment, social services, research, genetic testing, counseling, directing to additional services, how to contact a person with the same disease when no organization exists. Before telling you more about one of the Romanian Prader-Willi project, with the support of the EEA and Norway grants, let's listen to some good music.
Just believe there's nowhere we can fall. Well, 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 I'm not through.
Today we are going to share with you a project that the Romanian Prader-Willi Association has implemented in partnership with the Framburiso Center for Air Disorders, Norway, Romanian PKU Association and Center for Air Disorders at the University Hospital of Oslo, specialized on PKU. The project was called TEAM. Together Everyone Achieved More and was funded under the Fund for Bilateral Relations at National Level, Norway Grants and EEA Grants. One of the activities performed in the project was a training course on nutrition on PKU using Romanian professionals but also four trainers from Norway. Let's listen to their impressions at the end of the training course.
My name is Ingrid Wiik, and I am a nutritionist or a dietitian from the Center for Rare Disorders in Norway. And we work very much like Frambu, which this neuro center has a close collaboration with. But we work with other diseases and rare disorders. We have been attending a course for PKU, and it has been very exciting for us to come here and to be here and see the parents and the patients who really need to learn more about this illness and the treatment. And we have also been getting a lot of understanding of what the difficulties in Romania are and what has to be changed in order to get the screening and the treatment working as it should.
Thank you.
I am Gunvor Ruud, and I have I am in the same place as Ingrid, so I don't want to introduce it anymore. My impression are that I think it was hard to see that so many persons still have the answer about the results too late, but I'm sure that you will be able to do something with it in the coming year. And I'm really impressed over that the leader of this whole system have come up here and stayed together with us. And I feel really that she have coped with the problem that is they have told about. And I think also the parents are really honest about their problems. And I hope they will get help to solve it in the future. So all I can say are good luck with the work. I hope we have done a little bit change for them all.
Thank you.
Some of the reflections after the training course. Before going to Romania, we had discussions on ethical aspects of visiting a country where most PKU patients still receive late or insufficient treatment and tell them about PKU treatment in Norway. In Norway, the systems for diagnosing, treatment and follow-up are functioning, resulting in normal cognitive development and health for people with PKU. We were afraid that telling about how PKU is managed in our country would result in anger and a feeling of hopelessness in the audience. But parents and professionals must know that PKU can be treated. Children born with PKU will become healthy adults when the treatment is started in the first weeks of life and continued for life to prevent permanent brain damage. This must be understood by country's health authorities as well as medical professionals, parents and patients with PKU. So we concluded that it would be unethical not to share our knowledge and not to push for a more adequate follow-up in a country where babies already are screened for PKU and treatment is available, at least theoretically. We decided to accept the invitation from the Noro Center. During these days, we experienced that Romania has great challenges in screening routines and in the medical supervising of treatment to patients. Our view, however, is that not that the Norwegian system is the preferred way to organize PKU treatment. Each country has to find its own solutions. But we do hope that these days will lead to positive changes in Romanian PKU treatment, and we do hope that some doctors and nutritionists in Romania soon will discover the thrills of metabolic diseases and the great changes it makes in people's lives. The interest and attention of the audience impressed us, and we hoped that the knowledge and information we shared can help individual patients and families to understand more about PKU and the necessity for a strict everyday treatment they have to manage at home. The Romanian Prader-Willi Association, the National Alliance for Rare Diseases, and the Noro Center has achieved a lot for people with rare diseases in Romania. Their work experience and knowledge will be a great support for PKU Life Romania in the work ahead to improve screening, treatment and follow-up of PKU in Romania. The Norwegian PKU Society also expressed the wish to collaborate with PKU Life Romania. We also witnessed the first meeting between patients and families and the leader of the national screening program. As we left the workshop in the afternoon, they gathered to work on strategies and plans to improve PKU follow-up in Romania. We hope this beginning will bring results. We wish the guests of luck in this important work to all people involved. I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu, and I am inviting you again next week at the Rare Diseases Planet. Thank you.